Kyle, how'd the two quarterbacks fare in their competition?
Good. They're both working hard, both doing everything to prepare for the game that you'd ask of a quarterback, and so we'll just continue on throughout the week in similar fashion.
We're not going to know until the guy runs out to take
the... He'll trot out and take the first snap, whoever that may be. Yep.
Darn it.
Exactly.
Do you know who that is right now, or are you still trying to...
We're just having an open competition this week where the position's been opened up. Yeah.
Do you expect to see both quarterbacks play during the game, or is it going to be one or the other?
That's a possibility. As I say every week, it's not ideal, but we'll see what happens, see how the flow of the game goes. Really boils down to the offensive production. If we're producing and efficient and moving the football, then you probably just see one quarterback.
What does it say about your club that you're in the position you're in with six wins and you're now having a quarterback competition?
Well, yeah, it's not ideal, like I said, but it says we're playing a lot of good defense and some special teams and making plays in the run game. And so I think that, you're not going to be great in every area. I don't know many teams that are, doing a great job in every area, but we're doing enough in those other areas right now to we've got to six wins.
You working with the receivers on maybe kind of working on getting some of that separation you've been talking about?
Yeah, we're working hard on that every week, and that's it's nothing new right now. That's day one stuff from fall camp, spring ball. That's constant attention to that.
Okay. Did two guys get equal reps with the ones and twos like you've done earlier in the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quarterbacks you're talking about?
Quarterbacks,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wilson,
yep. Yeah, equal reps.
Any thought to any of the other quarterbacks getting in the mix?
No, not right now. Not right now. We're, those are our two guys, and they're getting the vast majority. There may be, Connor or Cox get a rep or two here and there, but nothing substantial.
How do you feel about your quarterback position in general? It seems like there have been some struggles here to have a consistent quarterback. Do you feel like you have that guy? And how do you feel like that's impacting your team right now?
Yeah, we think we do. We just got to have one of them step up and take ownership of the position. Now they're both doing a great job taking care of the football. That's job one of a quarterback is to not turn it over. And we're very good in the turnover margin this year. And that's another reason we talk about being 6-2. That's another huge reason why we're 6-2 is because of our turnover differential.
Travis seemed to have a little more freedom last year, maybe a little more deep passes this year, maybe a little more high completion passes. Do you see any difference or similarities that way, whereas maybe opening it up a little bit, the playbook?
Well, we have some new route structures this fall that we didn't have last year, but a lot of them are the same. And it's just a matter of how you're going to attack a particular defense and what that defense is giving you, and also playing in the strength of your receivers. If you got guys that are deep threats, then you're going to throw deep more often. If you don't have that, then it's more of the high percentage quick game and that type of thing.
Ultimately, when this decision's made, will it be a group decision? Will it be a you decision? Will it be a Dave decision?
It'll primarily come out of the offensive staff room, but I'm involved in all as the head coach. I'm not trying to say that I'm not involved in every decision, because I am. But the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach, Coach Rodgers, are the guys that spend the time with the quarterback, and I'm all over the place at practice, and so lean on those guys a great deal.
And on game night, you talked a lot about thinking more downfield plays. Mm-hmm. Is there conversations that happen in game? Are there?
Oh, sure, on the headsets. Yeah, there's lots of conversation that we may need to think about the next series and what how we want to attack in the next series. And then at halftime, there's obviously adjustments. And so, yeah, there's lots of in-game strategy, I guess you can call it.
On the offensive line, you made a couple of changes, and you've talked pretty glowingly about Uatafe this year. Mm-hmm. What does he bring to your offensive line?
Well, he's a physical kid. He's 6'4 and a half, about 320 pounds, light on his feet, great pad level. He plays with exceptional pad level, and he's got he's what we call a bender. He's flexible. He can get down. He can come off with that low pad level, and that's key to playing high level at offensive line.
Eric Rowe.
What are all these pictures for?
Oh, it's all a tribute. Jeez. Paper. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about
that. It's like a strobe light.
GQ, coach.
Yeah.
Looking great with the sunset. Oh,
yeah.
You said, Eric, you felt good about Eric Rowe yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are you pretty sure that he's going to be able to start?
We think so. We practiced very well, and so we're counting on him. Yep.
Didn't he practice last week, though?
No, hardly.
Hardly,
yeah.
Hardly. Okay.
Any comment on Gianni Paul's hand?
No, we just keep going. He just keeps going. Everybody's beat up this time of the year. It's game going into game nine, and I don't know if there's anyone in the country that's played a bunch of snaps that's not hurting somewhere.
You've got guys like him and Kalen and other guys on this team as well that just don't seem to feel pain, though. I mean,
it's a tough group.
As a guy who watches from the couch, yeah. I have no room to comment. Yeah. Those guys are...
We got a bunch of tough guys on this team, and mentally and physically, it's something I really enjoy about this team is their toughness.
You guys have solved the turnover margin problem from last year, and that's got you in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. You guys have been in so many close ones, and you're coming out on the right end of a lot of them.
Right.
Do you think about maybe not getting too aggressive and not risking those turnovers?
Offensively?
Yeah, because I know you talk about wanting to take the top off and go downfield, mm-hmm. but there's a certain risk associated with that as well.
Well, there is, and you can't be too conservative, and I don't think that we're trying for that. We're just trying to protect the football and which is what we're doing. But at the same time, you've got to be able to get some chunk yardage offensively, and that requires throwing the ball downfield on occasion.
But is that like a balancing act then?
It is. You got to be smart. You want to be aggressive but not reckless. How about that? We want to stay aggressive, but we don't want to be
reckless. Jason Whittingham obviously is now on the depth chart this week, but is he working his way back?
We're getting closer with him. Yeah, he won't play this week for sure. But beyond this week, then we start to get into the realm of maybe getting him back.
Any closer to knowing on Tevin Carter?
No, not yet. Yeah, still a toss-up, and it's been frustrating, but. We're to the point, as I said in the press conference, where it's getting to be a pivotal time right now. Do we try to get him back? Do we just say, hey, get the medical redshirt?
So you think you could get that hardship then?
We've been told that it's a very, very good case. Yep.
As far as, kind of prepping for Oregon and the tempo that they run, I mean, do you feel like this defense is pretty set up for that kind of tempo?
Yeah, we see that most weeks. You know, Arizona State ran a pretty quick tempo, and it's more weeks than not that you face a tempo team, and we work on it in practice. You know, we have the scout team going as fast as they can go, so we feel that you have to be equipped to defend that these days, or else you're not going to be very successful because so many teams are doing it.